Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. The teaching today is seven things to understand about money. Actually, there are more than seven things to understand. However, we're sharing the ones that will help us, it'll help us be more effective stewards of what God's entrusted to us. Perhaps in the future we'll have part two, three, four, and so on of things to understand about money. Our instructions on this teaching was to cover fundamentals. So are the seven things God wants us to understand about money, He wants us to understand it today?
Sounds like a plan.
Number one, understand the difference between assets and liabilities. And someone might went, what? No, it's important you understand this. First, let's deal with the definitions so that we're viewing this in a proper perspective. An asset, according to Investopedia.com, is a resource having economic value that an individual, corporation, or country owns or controls with the expectation that it will provide future benefit. Here are four things you should know about assets. An asset is something that puts money in your pocket or increases your net worth. An asset will increase your credit score. Assets will make you a better risk for a bank, although we're not advocating you borrow money unless there's an offsetting asset. Assets also should appreciate in value. The American Heritage Dictionary defines liability as something for which one is liable, an obligation, responsibility, or debt. Here are four things you should know about liabilities. A liability is something that makes, it takes money out of your pocket and decreases your net worth. A liability will decrease your credit score. Financial liabilities make you less likely to receive bank loans at favorable interest rates. A liability is something that depreciates in value. For instance, a car, big screen TV, designer wardrobe, and in some locations, a house or a rental property. Financially independent people have assets, while broke people have liabilities.
Number two, understand the difference between income and expenses. Income, according to the American Heritage Dictionary, means this: the amount of money or its equivalent received during a period of time in exchange for labor or services from the sale of goods or property, or as profit from financial investments. Income is something you trade your time for on the job or in reviewing possibilities for investments that will have the desired effect of producing income. On the contrary, expense is defined in the Random House Dictionary as a cost or charge, a cause or occasion of spending. Just a few minutes sitting in an automobile dealer's showroom or standing at the checkout counter at a department store, you can create expenses that will take hours, days, and even years to pay off. Income is your friend. Expenses, well, not so much. Proverbs 10 verse 16 in the New International Version says, "The wages of the righteous bring them life, but the income of the wicked brings them punishment." If you use your income to buy things that create expenses greater than your income, then you have a problem. The scripture offers one clear thing that we should be doing with our income. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 2, New International Version, says, "On the first day of every week, each of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up, so that when I come, no collections will have to be made."
Well, number three, understand the difference between sowing and reaping. We've spent a great deal of time over the years teaching about sowing and reaping. If you visit our website, HaroldHerring.com, and type either word in the search engine, you'll definitely find a library on financial teaching. Let me just reiterate, that HaroldHerring.com is literally a financial wisdom library that's accessible to you 24/7. Now, Galatians 6:7, Classic Amplified Bible. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he'll reap.
We went over that recently.
We did. If you sow apples, seeds, you'll reap apples. If you sow love, you'll reap love in return. If you sow kindness, you'll reap kindness. If you sow money, you'll reap a financial harvest. Everything reproduces after its own kind.
That's what the word says.
In Genesis 1:12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Simply said, wherever you sow, you reap.
Principle number 4, understand that money, just like any seed, is meant to be multiplied. Everything functions as a seed, and money is absolutely no different. What you sow, you reap. God is serious about multiplication. When you follow his instructions for living, even in the midst of adversity, your income and assets can be multiplied. Consider the story of Jacob and the words found in Genesis 30:30. Genesis 30:30. And this I'm using the Classic Amplified. For you had little before I came, and it has increased and multiplied abundantly. And the Lord has favored you with blessings wherever I turned. But now, when shall I provide for my own house also? And of course, this is Jacob contending with his
crooked father-in-law.
There you go. And that's probably the nicest way to say it. Also review the parable of the talents, and you will see that God wants us multiplying the seed that comes to us. There's another great blog on the website called The Greatest Mathematician That Ever Lived, if you want more teaching on why God loves multiplication.
Number 5, understand the difference between a savings and investment mentality and a consumer mentality. The Proverbs woman is used as an example of how to choose and secure wise investments. Consider the words of Proverbs 31:16, Classic Amplified. She considers a new field before she buys or accepts it, expanding prudently and not courting neglect of her present duties by assuming other duties. With her savings of time and strength, she plants fruitful vines in her vineyard. Sadly, way too many believers spend everything they have to get their, well, everything they get. Let me say it this way, honey. They spend everything they get their hands on out of desire or necessity. The word consume, according to the American Heritage Dictionary, means waste or squander. In other words, a good consumer, by definition, is someone who's very good at wasting their money, which leads us to the 6th and final thing we need to remember about money.
Number 6, understand the difference between financial discipline and instant gratification. It should come to no surprise, and I know for sure the people listening to us today, why corporations and businesses spend billions of dollars on advertising. Their purpose is not to improve the quality of your life so much as it is to use your hard-earned money to build their corporate bank account.
That's right.
Have you ever heard the old expression, living hand to mouth? I have a different variation on that phrase. Advertisers are living by taking their hand and removing what should be going into your mouth. Sadly, the advertisers take advantage often of unsuspecting believers who, without financial discipline or information, choose instant over delayed gratification. We live in a culture where people see something and they want it now, and advertising feeds that habit by conditioning people to believe they can have it and have it right now.
You know, honey, as a boy growing up in Eastern North Carolina, I bought things on layaway. Now, that term would be somewhat foreign to younger consumers.
That's true.
I remember putting a fur cape for my mother on layaway at a local store where I made weekly payments for nearly a year. I had the confidence in knowing that when I gave Mom that coat on Christmas morning, it was totally paid in full. However, today it's like the words of the song, got to have it right now. If we were to summarize up what we've said so far, we need to understand more about money. It would simply be, we cannot spend our way to financial freedom, but we can save and invest our way there. Well, guess what? There's one more thing we need to discuss.
There you go.
And this is number 7. Understand that we will never receive a harvest of money on what we haven't sown.
In Genesis 8, verse 22, it gives us this promise. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. This one verse should settle the issue about the scriptural significance of seed time and harvest. If you don't doubt that night follows day and winter follows summer, how can we possibly doubt that harvest will follow seed time? Simply said, if you don't sow, you won't reap.
That can't be any clearer, honey.
That is the truth.
If you don't sow, you won't reap.
And we can reiterate this by rereading and re-saying Galatians 6:7 in the Classic Amplified, which confirms the laws of the harvest. When it says, do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap.
Powerful scripture, babe. What you sow? That and that only is what you'll reap.
It's the only thing you can.
That's it. Principle works the same. Whether you're sowing corn, money, blessings, or rude behavior, you'll receive a harvest of your own making. Luke 16:10, King James. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If you don't sow what you got right now, you'll never sow later on.
That's true.
And that's something, a basic understanding that we need to have about money. You may want to review these 7 things. Some of it, if you're not familiar with it, need to familiarize yourself. After all, if you're going to be a part of the end time wealth transfer, these are things you need to know. Amen?
Amen.
Go to haroldherring.com, check out this week's 2-minute video. While you're there, if you've been blessed by the teaching at the top, where it says, sow a seed, ask God, what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.